SBC Summit Malta 2026 adds workshops on culture, leadership, and communication. SBC Summit Malta 2026 will introduce new workshops on culture, leadership, and communication as part of its expanded conference program. The move gives operators and industry professionals a more practical forum to address workforce pressure, public scrutiny, and the internal decisions that increasingly shape business reputation. The event will run from 28 to the 30th of April at the Intercontinental Malta and is expected to bring together 6,000 industry professionals. Alongside exhibition activity and networking events, this year's educational program will now include a dedicated workshop room focused on workplace culture, public messaging, and professional development. Why SBC is expanding the format? According to Rasmus Sojmark, founder and CEO of SBC, the decision to add workshops was intentional rather than cosmetic. He said some of the industry's most important issues simply work better in smaller, more interactive settings than on traditional panel stages. Quote, "In chasing profits and burying their heads in operational priorities, companies often forget that they need to look internally in order to grow externally. How you support your people, communicate, and lead creates a strong foundation, and everything else, including profitability, will follow naturally." Rasmus Sojmark, founder and CEO of SBC. That message reflects a wider shift in the gambling industry. Public expectations have changed, and operators are being judged not only by financial results but by how they treat staff, handle pressure, and communicate through difficult moments. Two workshop themes across 2 days. The new room will feature one theme per day. On Wednesday, the 29th of April, the focus will be purpose, policy, and PR, while Thursday, the 30th of April, will turn to future-ready leadership, tech, talent, and transformation. The first day is built around the idea that gaming companies must strengthen both culture and communication at a time of growing scrutiny. Sessions will look at workplace support, addiction and recovery, the use of AI in people functions, ESG strategy, and public-facing messaging. Workshop topics include Crisis Comms Masterclass, Who Got It Right? ESG Beyond the Tick Box, Turning Purpose into Profit, AI in HR, Empowering Teams, Not Replacing Them, The Hidden HR Challenge, Addiction, Recovery and Support in Gaming, Media and Messaging, From Sales to Storytelling in a Restricted Age. That lineup gives the day a practical edge. It is not just about broad ideas, but about the daily decisions companies make when culture, compliance, and public trust begin to overlap. Leadership, skills, and the next workforce. The second day shifts from communications to long-term business resilience. Under the Future Ready Leadership banner, the program will explore leadership under pressure, changing skill demands, and how companies can build clearer career pathways. Sessions include Breaking Barriers, Building Futures, Resilience in Leadership, Future-Proofing Your Career, The Skills, Roles and Opportunities Shaping the Next Workforce. This part of the program is likely to appeal not only to HR teams and people managers, but to executives trying to understand how fast the workplace is changing. In gambling, where regulation, technology, and public expectations move quickly, leadership development is no longer a soft extra. It is becoming part of the operational strategy. Speakers and wider event scope. Experts scheduled to appear across the workshops include Rhea Iras of Vakehouse, Roberta Behagier and Emma Elizabeth Byrne of Gentoo Media, Caroline Butler of Initiate International, Alina Faminok, Christopher Greg Bonet, Brian Christopher, Lisbeth Ost of Joy Gaming, Julia Wagent of Global Gaming Women, and JP Zuareb of HID Gaming. SBC said the new workshop room will sit alongside two additional workshop rooms, while day one of the summit will continue to feature more traditional panel discussions across three conference stages. For attendees, the broader appeal is obvious. Malta has long been a key meeting point for the European gaming industry, but the new format suggests SBC wants the 2026 edition to feel more useful, not just bigger. In an industry that often talks about transformation, these workshops are designed to show what that actually looks like when leadership, culture, and public trust are tested in real time.